Sego, I'm Dea Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On Wednesday evening, it was announced that the 2023 Tribal Summit by the United States of America President himself, Joe Biden, that he is in support of the Haudenosaunee Nationals lacrosse team playing at the upcoming Olympics under their own tribal flag. The following is a clip from the speech given by President Joe Biden the night of the 2023 Tribal Summit.
This fall, it was announced that lacrosse will once again be an official Olympic sport. And the Six Nations team asked to compete under its own tribal flag. And today, I'm announcing my support for that request.
In 1932, the sport of lacrosse was put on display for the world to see at the Olympic Games in Los Angeles, California, which is where the Olympics is intended to play in 2028. During that year, leading up to the 1932 Olympics, Canada and the United States played a series of demonstration games in front of 75,000 spectators at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Canada had a pair of teams flying under their flag during the process leading to the Summer Games. One of the teams was an all-star team leading from Six Nations. That team at the time was called the Iroquois Nationals Lacrosse Team, which is now known as the Haudenosaunee Nationals Lacrosse Team. The name Iroquois is a French variant on a term for snake given to the Haudenosaunee by the Huron. It is actually a derogatory term, as many Haudenosaunee people lost language through forced assimilation through government policies in residential school boarding schools. The English name Iroquois stuck, as many researchers over the years used the term Iroquois when writing about Haudenosaunee people. So when the lacrosse team was formed, Iroquois Nationals was used since that's how many people knew the Haudenosaunee by. The Haudenosaunee Nationals lacrosse team today is an indigenous sports organization, the only one of its kind in the world that competes on the world stage. They are sanctioned by the Sovereign Haudenosaunee Grand Council and governed by the Haudenosaunee Nationals Board of Directors. The teams travel internationally with their own passport. The Haudenosaunee people have maintained their sovereignty. The Haudenosaunee have a nation-to-nation relationship with the United States and Canada and have a number of treaties with these and other nations. The following clip is the final statement made at this year's 2023 Tribal Summit at the White House in Washington, D.C. by the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Their ancestors invented the game. They perfected it for a millennia. Their circumstances are unique, and they should be granted an exception to field their own team at the Olympics. Let me close with this. It's hard work to heal the wrongs of the past and change the course and move forward. But the actions we're taking today are key steps into that new era of tribal sovereignty and self-determination. A new era grounded in dignity and respect, recognizes your fundamental rights to govern and grow on your own terms. That's what this summit is all about. So I want to thank you all for being here, allowing me to be with you, and I look forward to continuing to work together. Now it's my honor to sign the executive order to do all the things I just said. Thank you.
I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.